UK.
You're listening to Raised in Wisco on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM. The Shaw. Danielle is being attacked by her dog in studio right now. I think Bandit's just extremely excited because we have a did you know it's a national holiday today, Danielle?
Oh, it's a national holiday?
It is a national holiday.
National holiday.
It's our producer, Anastasia. Anya's birthday.
Woo!
Well, technically, her birthday was yesterday.
There we go.
We are celebrating in the studio today.
Us females, we celebrate all month.
That's what I was going to say. Yesterday was the first day of my birthday month.
You know what? I actually want to talk about that for a second because I am a person. People, you know, you get those real Scrooges about birthdays.
Oh, I don't want anyone to know it's my birthday. I did a birthday just another day.
It's just another day. I don't need presents. I don't need to be celebrated.
You know what? Forget that action. Life, to be honest, what on earth more do you have to celebrate in life on a yearly basis? I mean, yes, you know, religious holidays are very important to those who celebrate those religious holidays, but what is really more important than the existence of you, which would not take place or exist or happen if it weren't for your birthday?
Sure enough, yeah.
And I think celebrating birthdays is it's gone kind of underappreciated. It's become a real marketing ploy. Yes, buy people this, buy people that. But we forget about the fact that a birthday is a reason to celebrate a person who is in your life, in life in general.
Yep.
And I agree with that, Anya. I think we should celebrate birthdays for a month. I think everybody should get a birthday month.
Why not?
What would you do if you could have your birthday wish like every day of the month?
Oh my goodness.
Geez.
Danielle,
what do you guys think? What do you think, Anya? What would you do?
Every day for the month of November. It's a long month, which is good. I mean, I guess if I could swing free flights for that month, I could take care of everything else.
Let's do that. Let's do right now. Let's do one.
Everybody send me flight vouchers.
Let's pretend that we all have a genie and we get 1 month birthday wish. I don't know. It's going to be tough to top free flights for a month. Danielle, what would you want?
Ooh. Oh, no.
Do we need to come back to you, Danielle?
Is the pressure on?
The pressure is on. Like, I have so many things popped in my head, but of course.
Forgive me because I'm completely breaking my no-carb diet and eating cake right now. Eating birthday cake.
Made kosher cake.
We didn't even reference this on air. Joel walks in as I'm finishing Maggie's show with a dish, and I went, "Is that meat?" And he went, "No, it's cake." And it was. And it wasn't a meat cake. It was amazing, you guys.
It was candles and a little happy
could
birthday.
Could you imagine if it was a meat cake?
I could.
Okay.
That's why I was scared.
Venison cake.
Joel, you're not going to believe what I'm about to say. I wasn't even going to bring it up because I forgot. I had venison for my birthday dinner last night.
What?
I'm not even kidding.
Oh my gosh. Anya, you just made my month by telling
did
me
you,
that.
My you birthday, no did you think of us?
I really did, and I don't know why it didn't occur to me to tell you
I
when you came in.
It
just occurred to me just now.
It
was amazing.
What
I had it at Odd Duck.
Oh,
which is a great restaurant. It used to be in Bayview. It's downtown. Well, not downtown. Walker's
I hate
Point.
It, Odd Duck.
Oh no. When did you go?
Oh, do you want to know why I hate it?
I do, actually.
Ex-boyfriend.
Oh, no.
No, because what is with these tiny little appetizers? I don't want to go for tiny little... Okay, I finished this in one bite. This is not appealing to me.
They
why?
Are...
Give me a tomahawk steak.
Okay, so it tasted
steak.
Great. You just didn't have enough to
eat. It was just... I don't want to eat a fancy-looking salad with some fancy drizzles. I want a tomahawk steak with bone marrow butter and...
Now you're talking.
You gotta try carnivore then or something like that. Odd Duck is definitely small
too.
Stuff. Yeah. It's a
small
plate sharing, but they did venison over a delicious kind of chili curry with polenta and Grilled, was it grilled or maybe baked?
He's
broccoli?
So happy right now.
I'm so amazing. Happy we're talking about food.
Is it your birthday month?
No,
too?
I just have to tell you, though, what she's talking about. I know you're a more meat and potatoes kind of person, uh-huh. Danielle. I mean, we've known that. We've known each other for over a decade. You're a meat and potatoes. But I can actually really get into what Anya's talking about. I mean, polenta. Have you ever eaten polenta, Danielle?
I don't know what polenta is.
Oh. It's like corn. Is it cornmeal? Yeah. It's like mashed potatoes if it was mashed corn, kind of. It has the consistency and the look of mashed potatoes.
It's similar to grits.
It's similar to grits, kind of.
But it's made of corn instead of wheat.
Yeah.
And it is so... It's actually Spanish, I think, polenta is.
I think so,
Spanish.
Huh.
But it makes a perfect base, and it really absorbs the flavors that are in it. Like, I've had a cheese polenta before. So they had, like, medallions of venison on top of it.
Next to it, it was on the chili, so they were a little separated.
Oh,
but
sounds amazing.
We had that. We had some delicious beef. We had some great za'atar bread and some other stuff. Spread.
What's za'atar bread?
Za'atar is it's just a spice. It's an herb. It's from like the Middle East, but it's delicious and underutilized, I think.
I'm 100% going there now. That's
you should,
amazing.
But that place does. It's in a different like meal or different menu every single week or every day or something.
It changes quite a lot. It was definitely different from when I looked it up to go there to even when we went. But it's really, really good stuff.
Sounds amazing.
They definitely have a unique twist to their meals.
All right, back to your wishes, Danielle.
Oh, my wishes.
Did you figure out what you'd want for your birthday month?
My birthday month, I don't know. Because I want to do something with Bandit. I want Bandit to be with me forever and go everywhere. And no dog-hating people can say no.
How about this?
And then I want to go fishing nonstop. I want to go to new. I want a free red steak hunt.
Oh, okay. Well, that you got a lot of month left. I mean, you could have lots
in
of stuff.
In New Zealand.
That would be absolutely amazing. I think if I had a birthday wish for a month, it would be to travel through New Zealand, New Caledonia, which is off the coast of New Zealand, and Australia, and be able to hunt those three. Two continents, or not one continent, but those three islands, Australia, because they have Rusa deer, this thing called a Rusa deer in New Caledonia, which only exists in just that little part of the world. There's some in Australia, but they're a really, really unique deer that only exists in Caledonia. But I would do 3 months there, and I would hunt all the species in New Zealand. And then I would have part of my birthday wish for the month would be to have a personal chef, so I wouldn't have to do the cooking.
That sounds fantastic.
I love cooking. Don't get me wrong, I love cooking. But we would hunt the meal, and then the meat would be prepared for me in that. And then there would be like non-alcoholic beers at each of the places. Because like a lot of places when you travel, they don't have non-alcoholic beers.
And
I like one. I mean, non-alcoholic beer, really, what's the point of more than one? But I do like to have one cold non-alcoholic beer once in a while just to feel like I'm still having a celebratory beer. So, that's awesome.
You need to get that personal chef, and then you need a personal, maybe we're inventing a job here, a personal non-alcoholic beer sommelier. A nommelier of some kind?
That's awesome.
You got to find one and we hire him for the month.
Idea. I think there may be a major for that at UW-Madison. I think there probably is a major for that.
I would for sure go for that personal chef. I take back my hunt. I want a personal chef.
You want a personal chef? No, you can have both. It's your birthday month. You can have them both.
Thank you. You're very kind.
You can have all of it.
Because I would be so healthy and so happy if I did not have to cook. I don't like cooking. I'm not a cook but I don't like doing it.
Yeah. Part of my life, I love surprises. That's like one thing I love
too.
Surprises, but I like planning the surprise more than getting surprised.
I don't really get surprised.
You don't get surprised ever. You figure everything out. But I figured out a while ago, like several months ago, that Anya's birthday was yesterday. So
did you say several months ago?
Several months ago. He said, yeah.
You were not joking about that?
Yeah, no, I wasn't joking. I was.
I thought you were.
I was investigating it because. Because I have a theory in life that you really should say, I really have this celebrate birthdays theory in life. And so many people, some people who don't want it, those are the ones I think you should actually metaphorically pin down and make them celebrate their birthday.
No, because then they always have like a, I feel like it's forced. And yeah. then I just start feeling weird. I'm like, you're very unappreciative.
You should, because everybody should. Are you making cake stew out of your cake over there? You've got it all mashed and mushed together.
Because it takes time to slice.
Yeah.
And, so just like when I go eat, you have to cut the
And I have
steak
to confess, it was our first attempt at a cake, at this specific cake. And so it's like a lava cake. The middle of it's not quite
a
done.
Little bit.
It's a little bit not done in the middle
I'm happy.
Yet. But the edges are delicious.
Yes.
Hey, want to say hi to our five loyal listeners out in Oconomowoc. Robin Kennedy is walking with her son, Aiden. I just got off the phone with her, and I'm super excited to announce that we're going to be working on the A-Team Adventure Series. You know, that is where we take disabled folks with us to enjoy outdoor adventures throughout the state of Wisconsin. And I really have to tell you, Milford Hills, if you are new to hunting or a seasoned hunter and you want to have an unbelievable experience, Milford Hills is fantastic. You can go out there, you can hunt pheasants, you can shoot sporting clays, you can learn how to handle a gun, and they have fantastic dining facilities. We're working on putting together an outdoor adventure in the winter where we go and kind of have an outdoor game luncheon kind of holiday deal at Milford Hills.
Ooh, that'd be pretty.
For the adventure series. So I would like to officially invite both of you guys. I don't know if you're busy or not, but I would love for you to be able to come out and maybe we could do record an interview or something while we're out there. But I think that would be awesome. The outdoor adventure series is really gaining steam, and we actually had Congressman Glenn Grothman show up at our last one. It was in the Horicon Marsh, and we went and panned, you know, the water, like seined the water for critters.
Really?
Oh, it's so cool. You get all these little teeny, you know, freshwater shrimp, and we look at them through microscopes and stuff.
That'd be pretty cool to see.
It was just really neat. And Congressman Grothman, like, you know, I don't make this show political. And whether you agree with Congressman Grothman or not, it was pretty awesome of him to show up and to participate in it with us. And it's just fun. It's just something fun that we do. Holy cow, we're almost to the break here, and we haven't even hardly talked about hunting or
fishing.
It's
all about Anya.
It's her birthday month.
Finally.
Let's not forget, it's her birthday month. So, and before we go to break, so that's what I'd like to say. We are really, Danielle and I are blessed. Danielle and I have been together, working together in some capacity for over a decade. We've really gotten along with each other. We have a real groove here at the station, I feel like.
Groovy, baby.
That would not be possible if it weren't for the professionalism and expertise of Anastasia, who puts this show together, takes us to our breaks, makes sure everything moves smoothly. So on your birthday week, thank you for everything you do for the show, Anastasia. We appreciate it.
Yes,
and we'll be right back after this break with more of Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. This is Danielle Fairman sitting next to me. We're going to eat cake over the break, and we'll be right back.
I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, sitting across the table from Danielle Fairman. We're in the Fishbowl at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Please give us a call at Danielle.
You need to know this.
No, I don't. I will never, ever. I'm old and I forget stuff and I will never remember the number.
844-967-2789. And you can listen to us on the radio, but you can listen to us on Spotify, Facebook Live, Apple Music. Find us everywhere. And reruns on Saturdays and Sundays, right?
Yeah, that's right. On actually, Saturday, we're part of
weekend.
The Sharp Cheddar Weekend. which starts with Raised in Wisco with Joel and Danielle at 11 o'clock, followed by Charlie Behrens, who's definitely one of the funniest people, you know. And if you're from Wisconsin, you're going to love him because if you haven't given him a listen, do that. He is absolutely kitschy. And now he's one of the spokespeople for Quick Trip. And if you're from Wisconsin, you love Quick Trip. Everybody loves
Quick
Trip.
Did you see what Quick Trip did? Which I don't know if you would notice. So Quick Trip, their whole system went out, right?
I didn't know
maybe
that.
A week and a half ago, but they
like gas pumps and everything. Or
well,
what?
No, like they're like the rewards points system. So you couldn't claim your points and everything or get your points, which is a huge deal. I love my 15
I don't do
cents
the point
off
system
a gallon
ever, but
but you know what they did for us to say, I'm sorry. gave us free beer.
Well,
free beer.
Free beer. That's pretty good.
Obviously, for 21 and older. But yeah, you just go to the app and it's already added onto your rewards card and you get a free tall boy.
Hey, man.
Right?
That's,
isn't that awesome?
That's a way to fix something in Wisconsin, for sure.
I'm sure they have NA beer too, though.
I'm sure they do. I love Quick Trip. I cannot say enough about Quick Trip. Don Zietlow, who was basically the founder of the country, still the owner, like the longtime owner. I don't know if he still owns it, but he literally travels around the state and visits the Quick Trips in person. He's got to be like in his 80s. He's just a
cool dude.
Well,
you feel
like
home when you go there.
Well, I do have one issue, and if I ever see Don again, if I'm going to tell him I have one issue, and that is when you leave, they say, see you next time.
Yeah.
How do they know?
How do they know they're going to see you next time?
Because they know.
Okay, then here's a different question. Number one, how do they know they're going to see you next time? Number two, what other time can they see you the next time?
When you're at the grocery store.
Well, that's the next time they see you.
Yeah, so they saw you next time.
Right, so it's obvious.
But they're just telling you that, so they have something to say. Because have to have the last
word. What about
word.
Have a great day?
Why not see you next time?
Because you're obviously going to see him next time. It's the only time you can see somebody is the next time. I mean, right?
Well, that's them saying, well, I have to see you next time. So they were already bringing
then
that
customer
back. Then
why don't
they
say, well, I got to see you next time, I guess.
They just know. They already, they plant the seed. The seed is sprouting and they're going to go
you
back
know what?
There again.
I'm sure. I have to be honest. The folks I work with at Quick Trip are absolute like geniuses when it comes to marketing and stuff. So I'm 100% sure they've got some reason. See you next time is very, very effective. I believe it just when they say it to me, I go to myself like for 5 minutes, every time I leave, I think to myself, well, yeah, you're going to see me next time. It's the only time you can see someone is the next time.
You know what? I want to say slogan. I don't really know what it is, but Applebee's.
What is Applebee's?
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, they say?
You know you are not going to see me tomorrow.
I've never gone to Applebee's 2 days in a row.
And if you do, I don't want Applebee's to remind me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want them to talk about it. I went to a McDonald's once where they knew my order when I pulled up and I never went back. I felt embarrassed and wronged by them.
And it felt like she was a regular at a bar.
I didn't exactly. And the bar is McDonald's. And I didn't want that. You don't get to know that it's two McChickens and a Coke right away.
That so much you don't even understand.
You have to pretend.
I get that.
You have to pretend I wasn't here yesterday for my sake.
I think this was one of the times in my life when I knew it was time to quit drinking was when somebody said to me in a bar, do you want your regular?
Yep.
Do you want your regular drink? I thought, oh boy, it's time to quit. You cannot have a regular drink or be a regular. Do you ever notice at bars, particularly in Wisconsin, like people who go to bars, and it's a bar culture. I love bars.
Yeah.
That's the best food in the state is at bars.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely love bar culture. But do you ever notice that a lot of them have got, like a lot of people who go to bars with frequency have nicknames?
Oh, yeah.
Like all they have nicknames and they're like different. They're fun nicknames like kickstand and dumpster and lampshade. I mean, they're like.
And you ask them and they're like, well, long story. And you go, well, it's okay. And it is the longest story you've ever heard, whatever that nickname story is.
Like, I mean, it's like, hey, yeah, we're going to the bar. We're going to go meet Kickstand and Cheese Curd and Dumpster and Half Pipe are going to be there.
That is the group. Yeah. Why do you know my friend's name, too?
No,
that's weird.
That's every bar in Wisconsin. That's not just your friend. I think that's every bar in Wisconsin. But it is. Like, Wisconsin bars are such a culture.
Mm-hmm.
And people from other states, like, they don't get, like, I was in Wyoming. They don't have this at bars. Like, you go to bars, if you want food, you get, like, chips, a bag of chips or a frozen pizza. It's not, like, the culinary, you know.
Yeah.
Like the Bark River, have you ever been to Bark River Lanes in Rome?
Nope.
Oh my gosh, the food there is incredible. It's so good. We got 2 minutes left already. We better get Kretschmer on the line. We got the NODAC report. Mike Kretschmer is live joining Raised in Wisco from North Dakota. Kretschmer, the sometimes wannabe fill-in anchor of the show. I'm just
You're
teasing. He
cake.
Does a great job.
What?
What?
It's Anastasia's birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's enough of that. I mean, the singing. I'm happy you were saying it, but the singing wasn't so good. But yes.
I thought it was great, Mike.
We all can't be Joel Clayfish. Sorry.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Thank goodness for you. You're lucky on that regard.
It is actually a whopping 37 degrees here, the warmest it's been all week.
Oh, that sounds actually beautiful.
How's the hunting? I've been getting mixed reports from North Dakota. What are you hunting? How are you hunting? I saw a picture. You had some tar bellies in there, which are really pretty.
Yep.
I saw some mallards and some, what I see, widgeon or pintails?
Pintails are so overpopulated right now.
I know,
so
but you never can get one with everywhere. A long sprig on it.
No.
Tell me, how's it going out there?
We shot five pinnies today, so we each got one, and not one had a sprig on it.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Most pintails we've ever seen. Most pintails we've ever seen, the most snow geese we've ever seen on this trip. All the small waters froze up. You got to hunt, you know, we're in the central part of the state, and we've seen more hunters than we've ever seen out here.
I believe.
So
really?
Our little corner of the state's getting busier and busier.
So,
but we are finally in the birds, so we're staying.
Well, that's exciting. I want to talk about something when we come back from the break. Can you hang on with us till we come back?
Sure. They might yell at me because we're about to clean birds, but I can. One last bird I got to clean then.
Yeah, well, I was going
to
say.
Oh, you have to leave a wing on. They're fine.
Do you have to leave a wing on when you come back to Wisconsin?
Correct.
Over state lines?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, okay.
We'll talk about that from the break.
All right. When we come back from the break, too, I want to talk about how it used to be that you could hunt anywhere, and now they have electronic posting, which makes things very much more confusing.
Yep.
All right, Kretschmer, are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back with Mike Kretschmer from North Dakota, Danielle, and four raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. We'll be right back.
Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman, alongside Joel Clayfish, the amazing kosher baker. Before break, we were talking with Kretschmer down in North Dakota, over in North Dakota, about tags. And not necessary tags, what I'm going to talk about, land permission and how they have turned electronic. And I think that just devastated everything, which I'm now surprised that more people are down there, over there. I don't know why I keep saying down, over there, with all this stupid electronic posting. Right now, they live at that farmhouse down on the corner, but let's say that they live in Washington.
Yeah. Well, that's because, very annoying. Everywhere in the country, a lot of farmland and a lot of open land is owned by people who don't live on premise anymore. But
I don't like that.
One of the cool things about hunting in North and South Dakota was that you did not need permission. You could find a vast expanse, and if there were deer or ducks or animals, or you could hunt it without having to get express permission from the landowner. And that has totally changed. Mike, how has that changed the game, and what do people have to do now? Is it much more difficult? Is it actually easier because now it's posted online? How has that changed the game?
I think with the app, it is definitely a little bit more difficult because, as Danielle said, it can be like, oh, they're in Washington or they're in three towns away from here, and we're not obviously going to go drive there to find out to get an answer from somebody if you don't know it, you know. But to be honest with you, most of these people around here, even if it's posted, we're a little shy sometimes, but we go ask permission, and 9 out of 10 of them are a yes for us. But we also, my buddy has a house out here, so we've been coming out here for 10 years, so he's known people, so it's a little bit easier for us. But we've also ran into 3 or 4 groups, actually some from Waukesha, the other night when we were at the old tap, you know.
Oh, yeah. You went to a bar? I can't believe it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I don't think we are tonight. I think they're all, the boys are wore out. from last night.
Well, how many birds did you guys kill today? How did it go? Tell me about today's hunt.
Today, I think about 23, 24.
Oh, that's today, a great day.
We actually went out about 2 o'clock. So we did yesterday. One of the only times in my life that I've sat from open to close. We did yesterday. We shot a bunch of snows, specks.
All in the same
Canada,
field?
And then the ducks came. Yep. We set the A-frames up and we stayed in the blind all day.
That's pretty nice,
though.
We shot
stuff all day.
Oh, my gosh. That is the best. I call that rotting in the field.
Oh. Rotting in the field.
When
sounds
you
so
rot.
Pleasant.
You go out there in the morning and rot. And by the way, Bandit is rotting in the studio.
Oh, my gosh,
right
he
now.
Is. Okay, Bandit is sick again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
But he did it to himself. He does this thing that's, I can't say, he eats things he's not supposed to eat. And it gets
well,
stuck
you're not
in,
supposed to let him eat those things, Danielle.
Do you know how many... Oh, my Lanta.
Well, he's not supposed to let her let him eat those things, Joel.
But
so
he tears right. things apart. He gets in the actual dresser drawers. Like, he is MacGyver. He gets into things. I don't know how he gets into
you
things.
You have to baby or dog proof your house. Like, you have to baby proof a
it's
house.
It's very annoying.
When we leave here, we got to put all the garbage up, close all the doors. These dogs get into everything.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. So here's one of the things. When it comes to waterfowl, I'm a Wisconsin hunter. I understand the fields I have permission on, the farmers I have relationships with. Mm-hmm. When you freelance it out in the Dakotas, it's a whole different story in a different world. I mean, and I've been out there hunting one time. I went out goose hunting, early goose, about 5 years ago, and it wasn't a great experience, I have to be honest. The birds weren't really there. We worked our butts off and never ended up shooting much, just a couple a day. What is the key to being successful if you're just going to get in a car and drive to North Dakota and freelance waterfowl hunt out there?
Drive, drive, drive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we hunt the mornings generally. And then we rooster hunt the afternoons, but we're driving and scouting. I know guys that come out here and they'll shoot limits every day, but they're driving almost 2 hours to go hunt certain spots. That's half the state. We don't go quite that far. But we're hunting, you know, fields right off the water and stuff like that. It's been a tough year because everything was pretty much froze up when we got here a week ago.
Now, you say it's been a tough year, but yesterday's hunt, I mean, you had a fully mixed bag of absolutely beautiful, awesome stuff. Explain to folks what we mean when we talk about something being plumed out versus not.
It's the full mature, like Drake Mallard will be like almost purple in the head, or a speckled belly. We shot a lot yesterday that are like all tan, but then you get a mature bird, he'll be, they call them tar bellies, and they'll be black with bars and or all black. I shot one last year. I just got back from Dan Johnson. 2 days before I left, and I put it on the wall, so I'll have to send you guys a picture of that one. It's beautiful. But the same thing, like a pintail. They're beautiful-looking birds, but they have no sprig, and the trophy on a pintail is the sprig. So all the birds are a little bit different.
And just so folks know what we're talking about, the sprig is the tail feather, and the longer the sprig, the prettier the bird, you know, by traditional standards. It's kind of
like
the
a
long tail on a rooster pheasant. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like
correct.
That.
And then
I shot a rooster today, too.
Oh, nice.
Did you? You guys are pheasant hunting out there, too?
Yep. We're a little bit west, so we do a little bit of both. And we missed a couple, and I ended up getting one finally.
Oh, wait, every
and
time
it's not like at home. It's not Milford, I'll tell you that. You got to be really quiet, close the car doors. I mean, it's miles of walking if you want to be very successful of it.
Oh, yeah. When I was I was over in North Dakota, I did not get my rooster license, my pheasant license. So I was like, no, I'm not going to see many. I saw so many pheasants just crossing the road nonstop, flying everywhere. So I'm like, next year, I'm going to get it.
If you have permission on a property, you can shoot them on that property, correct? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no...
You can shoot it right on the center street line because you can hunt from the street.
You can hunt from a road out there?
Yes.
You can walk the ditches. If it's not posted, you can walk the ditches and shoot them right off the road.
Wow,
that's
that
going back to the now you have to watch it though, because to what you guys were just talking about, it's now electronically posted on stuff. So you got to get the apps to find out where it's posted and stuff like that. But it's also with the new apps, you can say, okay, this guy lives 10 minutes from here. Go knock on the door and Yep. What are you hunting? Oh, we're hunting waterfowl. Okay, great. Have fun.
Oh, yeah, because they don't care.
People.
It seems like it's easier to get permission there than here.
Oh, yeah, because they don't care. Yeah. They don't hunt waterfowl, really. Right, right, Mike?
Right.
They don't really hunt waterfowl. They're like, why are you hunting that? Ew.
What do they hunt out there, the residents?
Deer.
Deer.
Non-deer.
They're big on deer hunting. Just
huge. In Wisconsin, deer hunting's a religion, so I understand.
Yeah.
It is definitely a different religion there.
You know what's funny is they say a 4x4. We were like, oh, I saw a nice 8-pointer rubbing the tree. They'd be like, oh, we had a 4x4 in the backyard. And I was like, truck? What?
But are you talking about mule deer? Because that is how they talk about mule deer out in Wyoming.
Nope. Right here, it's a mix. It's mostly whitetails, but we have seen muleys and some antelope occasionally.
Oh, that's my
favorite. Rabbits are giant. I had one scare me tonight when we were picking up decoys. The jackrabbits.
Can you hunt jackrabbits?
Bandit. I think you got to get a fur-bearing license for rabbits and coyotes.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Most states have deregulated all coyote hunting, I feel like.
What about swan? Yep. Did you get a swan tag out there?
No, Chris shot one last year, and we did see a couple 2 days ago.
Nice.
It was they were pretty close. You're like, oh, because that's an extra. You got to apply for it, and usually you get one. But same thing with sandhills. You can shoot sandhills out here. And we don't see them too often, but we have our hands full for a couple of days between eating and hanging out.
Oh, speaking
and then, cleaning birds.
Speaking of cleaning, do you want to talk to everybody about why we have to leave a wing on?
Yeah. So is that?
Oh yeah.
I always wonder, and I've asked Wisconsin wardens about this. When you come into the state, like how do bag limits from other states affect what you have in the freezer?
You gotta the boys are cleaning birds right now. We breast them and we do the step and press. Joel, do you know how to do that? Where you stand on the head and the neck and then the legs and then you pull by the breast and you breast them all right out.
I have seen it done. I will tell you, I don't know how to do it.
You can do it with squirrel too.
I did not know that because squirrels are real tough to skin. I mean, their skin is so tight on a squirrel that does make it tough. Are you?
Corey's pretty good at it. He flies through them.
Are you guys doing kind of shore lunch out there? Are you cooking a lot of the stuff while you're out there, or are you staying at an Airbnb?
Chris owns a house out here. My buddy has a house, and we did a bunch of poppers yesterday, probably 6 pounds. We plowed through those before we had dinner, and they were really good. A little jalapeno bacon, and we ate them all.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
They're really good.
I don't know that I've ever had a better tasting meat in my life of any wild game than the speckled belly goose.
Oh, specks are completely different ball game than any other.
Oh my gosh, they're unbelievably delicious.
Their texture,
they taste
everything.
Like the finest, most tender Wagyu beef to me. They're unbelievable and super versatile. Have you ever eaten one?
No, I have not yet.
What? You haven't?
The one I shot last year.
I'm going to tell you.
Well, we got a bunch now we're going
to
be eating.
Oh, yeah. You have to eat that separately. Do not, like.
Yeah, don't mix them in. Don't grind them. Don't put them in a crock pot. That speckle belly goose breast, just make sure you have that silver skin off of it. Mm-hmm. Cube it, dice it, slice it thin if you want.
With
a little marinade if you want. But flash cook them. Do not overcook it. It will be fork tender.
You don't need
to sous vide them. You don't need to do anything with them. Speckled belly goose is the absolute king of wild game, hands down. It's even better than sandhill crane. I'm just telling you that. It is unbelievable.
Now you got me all excited.
Oh, you should be.
We're going to shoot a couple more tomorrow.
In my mind right now, I would make a roux and a light gravy with some tarragon in it, slice the breast up, and braise them in a cast iron skillet with half butter, half olive oil. Just, I mean, like 30 seconds aside. Slice them into paper thin slices, 30 seconds a slide, and drizzle that light gravy over the top of them. You will absolutely die. You won't believe it. I just ate cake, and my mouth is watering right now.
See, here I am. I'm like, just put some garlic and butter in there. You'll be good.
Well, you'll be good. It'll be delicious.
Next flight to Bismarck, I'll pick you up in an hour. Let's go. You can make me dinner.
You know, I think, you know what, you're funny.
Your personal chef.
You're
That's
challenging me,
wish.
But you don't know the kind of person I am. I would literally drive to Milwaukee and take the next flight to Bismarck and do it. I would actually do it.
If it was Monday and we were here all week, that would have took you up on that. But we were going to come home tomorrow, but we're finally on the birds yesterday and today.
Can you do me a favor? Ooh. I know that I'm going to ask you on the radio so that you can't say no. Can you keep a couple speck breasts and bring them for me?
Yes, I got a couple. Because actually, we're just cleaning a bird right now, a mallard.
Oh.
And it's loaded with parasites in the breast. I've never seen it. Oh. I'll take a picture and send it to you.
That's no
good. I've had
a couple of geese that were like that, some grayers.
I have honestly never ever had a parasite in a waterfowl breast.
Yep.
I think that's fortunate. I don't think
find it funny when you're cleaning a greater goose and then you get a teal.
Then you have a teal next to it. The teal looks like
odd duxers.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you shoot pigeons or mourning doves. It's like the size of a quarter, but it's a sure delicious little quarter size slice, isn't it? I'm going to tell there's a recipe in the Provider Cookbook. That is speckle-belly goose in a port wine cherry reduction. And I'm not joking with you. It's life-changing.
You love food.
I know. It's not a coincidence that I'm fat. It's just not. I love food so much. So what else you got planned for your trip out there, Mike? How's it going to wrap up?
We're going to shoot one more day, probably mallards. So out here, you can actually only shoot any geese till 2 o'clock.
Really?
Besides Wednesdays and Saturdays. Yeah. So that was kind of a bummer tonight when they were flying over us again. And now that you tell me it's one of the best meats, I'm going to have to get up early and try one more time and kill a couple
more. It is the best wild game I have ever tasted. I mean, maybe kudu and some of the African antelope are up there. But it is the best wild game I've ever tasted. It's unbelievably tasty, and it's definitely worth it. And we're right up against the break. Mike Kretschmer, have a safe drive back. Be careful. Bring your stories to Raised in Wisco. We'll have you in the studio really soon. And Danielle Fairman.
Yes.
And I will be back right after this break. It's Happy Birthday Show for Anya today on 540 AM WAUK. She follows me around, so you get what's left of me. Yeah, you get what's left of me. 'Cause she got the best of me. Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. This is the Anastasia Esther birthday show.
Ooh.
I'm Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman.
And her stinky dog.
And, that dog is in rough shape.
Is that why you sent him in to me?
Well, I didn't send him in there, but yeah, I wouldn't keep him in there with you, Anya.
Why do you smell bad, bud?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm going to show you something, Joel. I need you to tell me what you think it is, like, immediately, okay? Yeah.
Ready?
So I'll tell you, everybody who's listening, what it is afterwards.
Okay.
What is this?
That looks like a scent eliminator for deer hunting.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes.
So I go out there. Ooh, I just got a notification from my Moultrie camera. Okay. I went out hunting this past weekend, correct?
All right.
Fantastic weekend. I had one of the most, I created a core memory. I lived a core memory, and I know it's going to stick with me forever. Just like our hunt, our goose hunt. And with the fog and
goose
everything.
Goose hunt in the fog and our turkey hunt.
Yeah, that like those are core memories for me.
Right.
And I lived another core memory on Friday, Saturday, whatever day it was. But the following day, this is Sunday. I have a very dirty Jeep. I have my hunting stuff, bandit stuff, my work stuff. It's just a dirty Jeep. So I spray it every once in a while, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I hate having rain stick to my windshield and all that kind of stuff. I have Rain-X on the windows. And then I have my hunting stuff. So I have my scent away in there as well.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, this bottle looks like a wonderful scent away yellow bottle.
Yeah, it looks like a scent eliminator.
But it's actually Rain-X. I doused myself in Rain-X. And when I say douse, I mean hair.
Oh,
clothes,
my gosh.
Socks.
You know that is basically silicone based, right?
But I sprayed, and I knew I was going to have a buck coming around 10 o'clock, too.
Oh, my gosh. Does it stink? Does it smell bad?
There's a smell to it,
It
yes.
smells like rubber, kind of, a little bit,
but
doesn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't smell like natural earth.
No, it certainly doesn't smell like earth. So you doused yourself in Rain-X. Does that mean you could go out with an umbrella?
It definitely does. If it was raining,
oh my gosh, this dog.
Sorry.
He came back. He didn't want to hang out with me anymore. I don't know why.
We're going to have to get some of the gas, get some gas masks for this dog in studio next week. Holy cow.
Hey, everybody has an off day. It's Bandit's
off day. Oh my gosh, that's not an off day.
But okay, so I sprayed myself with Rain-X.
Okay.
And I was very disappointed and I rolled around in the dirt. I went out there just for a little bit, just like, okay, I have to do this. I have to hunt. I know this buck's coming. And then 2 hours later, I'm like, I can't. I feel like I just ruined the whole entire hunt.
Because of the way you were worried how you smelled? Or?
Yes. Granted, because it was all Rain-X? Down. So I was worried. So the wind was going behind me where it needed to go. It was into a driveway.
Okay.
So I'm like, the bucks don't come from this way. The deer don't come from this way. I'm not worried about that. But the night before, I heard rattling for hours. Hours.
Like bucks fighting?
Yes. And it was just confusing because it was straight downwind for me. I'm like, I know I have... Did the Ozonics, like, everything's fine. I know my scent is not a bad thing.
What, were you running in Ozonics?
Well, I have my scent away locker to where it does it automatically, like, every couple hours and everything. And I did it in my car prior. I should have done it in here with Bandit.
Yes.
But, like, I wasn't worried. But I'm like, okay, there's bucks behind me. They're fighting. I heard a little bit of rustling, but not as much as I thought I would. So I'm like, oh, maybe it's some young bucks.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay, well... Now that I'm here, those young bucks are going to be fighting. I probably have some hot does running around, so I'm going to ruin my chances with this nice monster buck. I know it's going to be coming.
Well, let me give you... I am... If you know me, you know that I love to hunt, and I love to hunt multi-species across the board. And I love deer hunting. That's the caveat. I love deer hunting. I love bow hunting deer. But I am not as versed in it as some of the people who concentrate on whitetail hunting, and that's what they're into, period. My brother-in-law, Tim Wilbanks, is one of those people, and he works really hard on food plots. He works really hard to make the 100 acres really conducive to deer hunting. Something that he always says, which I would give you this advice, is that during the rut is the time you can get away with not being completely scent free. You can get away with some odd scents because they're in a hyper state of activity and they're not paying attention to those things as much as they would if it were outside of the rut. So for the next week or 2 weeks, I would say don't find a reason not to stay in the tree. Find a reason to stay in the tree. And did you know that most of the giant bucks are killed between like 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
Right in the middle of the day.
Yes. Yes, they are. Because everyone else is getting out of their tree stand that's been there since
and bumping
5 o'clock.
Them around,
yep,
right.
Since 5 o'clock in the morning. They're getting down, going to have lunch, going to take a nap in their bed instead of in the tree stand. And, yeah, that's when they start moving around because there's commotion, so they're going to move in different directions. Plus, they're chasing all these hot doe.
Right.
Oh, that's why I keep getting all of my notifications during the daytime at work.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very annoying.
You know what? So I would say whether you douse yourself in Rain-X or Aquanet or Aqua Velva, I mean, or Old Spice, whatever it is, don't find an excuse to not hunt right now. But this also brings up something I'd like to remind folks is that during the rut activity is when most of the deer are running into the roads right now without paying attention. So. Mm-hmm. Be super careful driving in Wisconsin. Southeast Wisconsin's got a very high deer population. And I mean, if you notice the dead deer on the side of the road, it's not coincidental. And you are actually noticing the fact that the rut is going on big time right now.
It is.
And I have to say, that's how much I love waterfowl hunting. We're in the middle of the rut right now. And if we find birds in a field, I'll still go out there. And I have to tell you, I have to give a shout out to Kyle Schmidt and Mike from Northwoods Taxidermy. The other day that he called me in the morning and said, can you hunt at 3 o'clock this afternoon? We got a stacked field of birds. And I said, yes. And it was right in the middle of that snowstorm. Like it was like sideways snow. And these birds were coming in and finishing.
That
it was kind of like,
so nice.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was cold, it was windy, it was snowing, it was chaotic.
It was fantastic.
These birds were coming into the decoys, were covered in snow, and these birds were coming in feet down in the decoys. We had an unbelievable hunt. Two bands. We shot two bands, and my rock, paper, scissors game is off because I was down to one guy with a band, and I lost, and he won. Justin, fair and square, won the band. I had a chance at a band, and I screwed that up, but it was an amazing hunt.
What did you go paper, scissors?
I think on the last one, I went for rock, and he covered me with paper.
Oh, yep. Hot dog.
Two out of three. He beat me fair and square. But it was one of those unforgettable hunts in the snow, chaos. We got a six-man limit. It was fantastic. Bottom line here, as the show wraps up, get out there. The rut is going on right now, hot and heavy. They're running around like crazy. Waterfowl's great in Wisconsin. Get out there and do something this weekend. It's supposed to be beautiful. We will see you next week on Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
And this is the Happy Birthday Anastasia Esther Show.
Happy birthday.
We'll see you
Thank
next
you guys.
Week.